Milford Money Matters.
Welcome back to another round of Milford Money Matters. We've got a special guest joining us this week, Simon from Milford. You are coming on to talk to us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, PJ. Hey, Maddie. How are you?
Very well. Long time listener, first time caller, right, Simon?
100%. Yeah, you've got it. You've got it. Yeah.
All right. Simon, talk to us. Teach us. Maddie and I are pretty in the dark about a lot of financial adult responsible things.
Yeah, cool.
So this week we want to talk sequencing risk and why should we all think about it?
Yeah, look, sequencing risk, it sounds like a bit of a complex term, but really it's saying when life and markets throw a curveball at you, are you prepared for that?
Right.
Yeah, look, markets move around. You've been talking to my colleagues in the past around volatility and how things go up and down, but you can't control when things like a job change happens, when a move happens, when a car repair is needed. So how do you build a plan into your long-term wealth strategy to cater for those emergencies?
Okay, so give us a really simple example of how this might play out in the real world then, Simon.
Yeah, no worries. Look, imagine you've got two people that have got $10,000 invested for a long-term goal, maybe their retirement, maybe first home. But then the car breaks down and all of a sudden you've got a $2,000 bill sitting in front of you. Yeah, it's happened to all of us.
Yep.
The first person in this example has saved some cash. They've got an emergency fund off to the side for exactly this reason. The other person doesn't. Yeah, you get where I'm going.
I'm picking it up. And I think you can appreciate what kind of people me and PJ might be. So.
Hey, look, and look, let's be honest. Who was I before I became a financial advisor? So you're not on your own. When you have to tap in for that car repair, markets may not be at a high. They might be at a low. So you could be selling at a loss, which is the last thing we want to do. So holding that emergency fund, aka our sequencing risk.
Yeah, right. So do you think people should avoid investing and keep more money in cash instead?
Nah, not necessarily. Look, I think they both have a really important job to do. Cash is there for that short-term piece. Emergencies, unexpected costs, gives you that peace of mind. The investment's there for that longer-term goal. Maybe it's the buying the house, maybe it's retirement, whatever it is.
So then what is the best way, do you reckon, to protect yourself from what we're calling the sequencing risk, Simon?
Yeah, look, I think you a good advisor should be talking you through this. They'll start with separating your money into buckets according to the goal for each of those buckets. Near-term money, long-term money, a good advisor will talk you through this.
Yeah, right. And it's not about just chasing the highest returns, is it right?
No, you're exactly right. I think of it like packing for a journey. You know, you keep the things you need right now in your carry-on. You put the stuff you need later on in your suitcase and you check it into the hold of the plane.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, we love an analogy. Especially
travel. There you go.
Well, look, Simon, thank you so much for joining us for Milford Money Matters this week. And don't forget, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But if you do want expert advice, you can head along to milfordasset.com and learn more there. Simon, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me both. Really enjoyed it.